Wednesday, October 30, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. Disappointment was expressed by parliamentarians over lawmakers' repeated failure to attend the midterm budget review, which has now been postponed for the second time. Finance Minister Ipumbu Shimi stated that while budget allocations will remain the same, resources will be redirected to ministries facing urgent needs. Maniel Garingombe from the Popular Democratic Movement.
Call their members that are out in the regions campaigning and so forth. And then they must agree on a timeline, says, are they taking how many days, I don't know, to come and look at the midterm review.
We also sought comments from the Landless People's Movement via Lifalasa, Robert Smith Simata.
So it's quite important that Parliament still functions regardless of the period in time that we're in. These campaigns and so forth, that there should still be representation to a certain degree in Parliament. So forth. If every party ensures that they at least have 50% of their representation, or at least the larger party.
Political analyst Erica Thomas highlights the critical role of accountability amongst government institutions, especially within the Information and Communications Technology Ministry. She contends that cultivating a culture of mutual accountability could greatly improve the performance and effectiveness of these entities.
There will be also better services, because when you are actually holding each other accountable and checking each other, it's actually will enhance productivity of both institutions.
On the South African front, the ANC has strengthened its Integrity Commission by establishing a new appeals panel to address ethical conduct amongst its members. The panel will allow individuals to appeal decisions made by the commission and ensure that members under investigations can respond to draft reports. Briefing the media on the outcomes of the special National Executive Committee meeting in Boksburg, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula said the changes aims to ensure fairness while maintaining ethical behavior in the party.
The ANC equally resolved that members have a right to take the report of the Integrity Commission on review, should they elect to do so. This will ensure alignment of the Integrity Commission processes with the rules of natural justice, which are an integral part of our jurisprudence.
The International Organization for Migration reported this week that over 14 million people have been displaced due to the crisis in Sudan, with 11 million internally displaced and 3.1 million having fled across the borders. Reuters says IOM's Director General Amy Pope highlighted a recent surge with 200,000 additional people fleeing since last month. American voters of Puerto Rican descent have spoken out in anger against the comments made by a comedian at a Donald Trump rally in New York on Sunday. The former U.S. president had been making progress in gaining some support amongst Latino voters from Vice President Kamala Harris. It's an important demographic that could make all the difference in the election, especially in key swing states, as Caroline Malone reports.
There are nearly 500,000 people of Puerto Rican descent living in Pennsylvania, some of whom are mad at offensive comments made about their territory at a Trump rally. One nonpartisan group has drafted a letter calling for Puerto Rican American voters to choose Kamala Harris on Election Day because of the offensive remarks, and social media messages on it are spreading amongst the community. The Trump campaign has tried to distance itself from the comments. Trump spoke in Florida on Tuesday, instead focusing on criticism of Harris's border policy. Caroline Malone, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.